This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield.
And I'm Brooke Gladstone. Ah, me, another August, another presidential campaign, another bestseller attacking the Democrat. Think back to 2004, when the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth's book, Unfit for Command, painted Senator John Kerry as a liar who had fabricated his own war record. Now it's The Obamanation, written by Jerome Corsi, one of the co-authors of Unfit, that tops the New York Times bestseller list. Like the previous book, it contains incendiary charges, in this case that Obama is a radical with links to Islam. But here's where the parallel storylines diverge. The Swift Boat story had plenty of time to damage Kerry's campaign before it was debunked. The Obamanation, by contrast, has been bashed from the start as little more than lies and innuendo. So what's changed? Eric Bollert, senior fellow at the Liberal Media Matters for America, says there are two reasons the book hasn't made the same splash. One, which we'll get to in a minute, is that the media landscape has changed. The other is that liberal watchdogs like Media Matters learned from the Swift Boat affair.
And they sort of vowed, in this melodramatic Gone with the Wind moment, never to let it happen again. And so we have new platforms, we have new voices, and we have new infrastructure to make sure it didn't happen again. And I mean, Media Matters literally fact-checked every page of this book almost on the day it hit bookstores. And I think it really put a blanket on the book and on Corsi and let the press know, look, this is not a legitimate book. He's not a legitimate author. So the press is on notice this time.
But it wasn't just groups like Media Matters. It was the campaign itself. You didn't have in the Obama campaign the kind of Hamlet-like agonizing over dignifying things with a response that you had in the Kerry campaign.
Frankly, the Kerry campaign was naive. They thought the press was going to do the fact-checking when it came to the Swift Boat. And unfortunately, they paid a pretty stiff penalty for that naivete. So the Obama campaign learned from that. They issued a 40-page document last week. And this time, the press did not get sort of sucked into it.
When we get to the other big change that you mentioned, the media market, what we're really talking about is the fact that Fox News doesn't dominate cable news the way that it used to.
No, if you go to summer of 2004, Fox News was really at the pinnacle still of its rating dominance. MSNBC and CNN were still very much following in Fox's wake. They didn't want to be seen being left behind. So when Fox News had John O'Neill, the Swift Boat author, on night after night after night.
John O'Neill, as you say, was co-author of the Swift Boat book with Jerome Corsi.
Sure. Eventually CNN and MSNBC sort of jumped in as well. If you fast forward 4 years, Fox is no longer the dominant ratings champ. In fact, CNN was the ratings champ in the first quarter of 2008, first time anyone has done that since 9/11. And CNN and MSNBC, particularly in campaign coverage, I think, have realized we don't have to follow Fox. They don't set the narrative. And in fact, when they produce a smear campaign like this, we're going to fact check it. We're going to be the counterbalance. And that's what we saw when Corsi had been on Fox several nights as given an unobstructed platform to talk about, allegations he wanted to float about Barack Obama. And then his first appearance on MSNBC a couple days later, and anchor Contessa Brewer sort of really put him on notice.
You say it's a comprehensive look, and yet there are already online bloggers that are going through this book page by page and picking apart what they see as factual errors. So if they're going through and they're finding all of these factual errors in your book, why should we give you the credibility?
Well, let's talk about the journalists then, those 24-hour cable news shows and the newspapers that in 2004 claimed to be taking the high road by not taking sides. Why did that position change? Surely it's not just about the fading dominance of Fox News.
Well, I think there is sort of some collective penance going on here. I think the press realized that they did fail in a miserable way in terms of the Swift Boat coverage. Look, Len Downey, who was then executive editor of the Washington Post, was asked in 2004 about the Swift Boat coverage. And he basically said, look, we're not judging anybody. We're not judging the Kerry campaign. We're not judging the Swift Boat accusers. We're just putting facts in the newspaper. And excuse me, if you're in the middle of a presidential campaign and there's a well-funded, well-orchestrated smear campaign launched, it's up to the press to look at the credibility of the people making the charges.
I'm just wondering if the political balance changes again, and with the infrastructure shifting perhaps to the progressive side, Will we see the emergence of these same cozy havens like Fox given to liberal liars the same way they've been given to conservative liars?
It's possible. Critics on the right say, well, MSNBC is just like Fox. They're no different. Their primetime lineup leans to one direction. We are eons from, trust me, in terms of MSNBC ever mirroring or adopting the Fox News blueprint for news and blueprint for propaganda, frankly. In theory, it's possible, but we don't see any clues of it on the horizon as of right now.
Eric, thank you so much.
Okay, good luck with it.
Eric Bollert is Senior Fellow at Media Matters for America and the author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush.